Beautiful people, and welcome to a brand new episode of the GBA podcast, the platform where guilty by association meets really blissful ambiguity, and the platform that brings you real people with real stories and real opinions. So I am joined today by a very amazing young lady straight out of Gaza, and she's going to speak to us. So bear with us if her internet is lagging a little bit. As you guys can imagine, the internet is not the best at the moment. She's very inspiring, has an amazing, uplifting spirit, and she is so positive despite all the things that she has seen and been through in the past 6 months. Welcome, Lema. Thank you for being here today and speaking to us.
Thank you for giving me this chance. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so you're only 18 years old, right?
Yeah.
So talk to me, what was your life like before October 7th? What did you do? How does a day of an 18-year-old in Gaza look like?
Okay. As you said, I'm 18 years old, and this year it should be my first year at university. And I just went to the university just for 2 weeks. And before going to university, the last year should be my last year at high school. And this year in Palestine is so difficult, and it is so important to you need to study hard and make your best effort to get high score. And alhamdulillah, I passed this time from my life, and I got 96 at my high school. And I entered university, and I was so excited to be a university student, to achieve my dreams, to be a good person.
What were you going to study?
I was studying digital marketing.
There you go.
Yeah, and I was planning too many things, that I want to take courses, I want to studying hard at university, and I want to have a job, a volunteering job in this time. But you know what happened now? There is no universities here in Gaza. All the universities destroyed, and my university also destroyed. So unfortunately, I'm looking for or to have a scholarship to complete my studying outside Gaza. And this decision, it is hard. And really, I forced to take this decision.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me, though. Where were you when October 7th happened? How did you, like, what tell me about your October 7th.
I was sleeping at this time, in the morning, and I was have a lecture at 8 a.m. So I was just sleeping, and I just before sleeping at the last night, I was just thinking about what I have to wear tomorrow, which bag I have to take to my university, and I was get ready for the first quiz at my university. Mm-hmm. But when these things happen, I think it will not continue for too long time. So I think it will be just for a few days or a few weeks. But when I saw the situation, I realized that the situation is very dangerous, and we are very afraid about what will happen and what will be the next step. So really, we are at this time, we are worried because we don't know what will happen at the next hour. At the next hour, we don't know what will happen to us.
Are you from northern Gaza or the middle? Where are you from in Gaza?
I'm in the north, but at the first days, we evacuated to Rafah. We have some relatives here. Mm-hmm. So I evacuated the north from the first days.
How did you experience the evacuation? Like, a lot of people, they had to walk for hours, and old people cannot walk so fast, and there was a lot going on. And how scary was it? And how did you experience evacuation?
At the first day, we evacuated using the cars at the first day, but now they forced the people to walk.
I see. And do you know if your house
using cars? But to be honest, it is so hard to, you have to leave your home, you have to leave your memories, your beautiful memories in the place you were born, or you will. And this, when I left my home, I don't know if I will return to this home, if I will return to find the home is good. But But before a few days, we had a very bad news or a very sad news that our home is completely damaged. So it was very hard and tough because everything is gone. Our beautiful memories, my bed, my clothes. To be honest, I couldn't take everything. I couldn't take my photos. I couldn't take all my clothes. So it's very hard.
Look, do you growing up, did you realize that Gaza was under a blockade from Israel? Did you grow up with this knowledge? Did you like, because I heard you say prior that you had a good life before, but did you understand as a child already what it means to live under this blockade?
Yes, I know that Gaza, I was born and I know Gaza under siege. All my life we were under siege. Our life, I know it's not easy, but also we had a beautiful life. We had everything here because of Gaza's people. Because Gazans people love their lives, because we love our land, because we have everything. I know it's difficult if we want to travel because we don't have our own borders. It needs too many months or many weeks to take your passport and go to the borders to travel. We were faced many difficulties in this situation, and also our life it was not easy. Like the electricity before, it was comes just for 8 hours a day, the day, and it is cut off. So but also we have everything. We have malls, we have restaurant, we have everything. So because we love our life and we have the hope, so we can say it was a good life. But we faced many problems, we faced many difficulties in our life.
So when you, and I find this very amazing, and this is why I say Gaza people are the chosen people. They are so, you people are so resilient, mashallah, it's crazy. When you say 8 hours a day, electricity, how does this even work? Because 8 hours a day, I mean, people need to shower, restaurants work more than 8 hours a day. There's malls, they need electricity. There's freezers, fridges. How does this work?
Yeah, about malls and restaurants, they have some solar cells. So they using the sun. Yeah, but we find a solution to every problem we face. Now, the people in our home in the north, we have solar cells. So when the electricity cut, we use solar cells. So we are creating a solution to every problem we face.
Absolutely, and that is absolutely amazing. What is your biggest fear?
Sorry?
What is your biggest fear? What are you scared of the most?
To be honest, in this time to lose one of my family members, it is very hard, and you can't imagine if you lose a person who are close to. Because I experienced this feeling when I lost one of my best friend in the last 6 months. I lost one of my best friend. She's named Malak, and she was
Allah
we
Allah.
were sitting Allah Yarhamah, we were sitting at the same desk in the school, and we have a lot of memories together. So until this moment, I can't believe this. I can't believe that I lost her and I can't see her more.
How did you find out about her death?
Okay. At this day, we heard she lives next to us. So we heard a very strong sound. So my dad just go in a hurry to see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came back, from his facial expression, I felt that something bad that happened. I asked my dad what happened. He told me that Malak and her mother and her sisters, all of them, they were under the rubble. And then I realized that she was like become a martyr. Allah yarham.
Are you angry at the world for not stopping this? Are you angry at the world leaders?
To be honest, the citizen or the people, They are supporting us and they are stand with us by protesting, by boycotts. But to be honest, yes, I know the problems come from the governments, from the leaders. But I can't say the people or the citizen, they are not with us. They are with us and they stand with us. So really, I appreciate the people like you and other influencers on social media. They are working hard to spread the awareness and to talk about us and to raise our voices. And really, I appreciate your efforts.
What is the one thing that you want the world to know about Gaza?
I want to say to the world that Gazans deserve better life and our children deserve a better life. And we love the life. We have to live better life. We have a dreams. We are not numbers. Every person has a story. Every person has a dream, has a family, has a mother. So we have to live a peace life like other people in the whole world. Because we love peace and we want to just to sleep in peace conditions. We don't want to hear sounds. We don't want to live in a horror because it is difficult. I believe that no one in the whole world can come here and live what we are facing now.
Talk to me about the sound of the Zenanad. I want people to understand what Zenanad is, and I want people to understand how bad it really is.
Yeah, like Zenana, it works 24 hours and the sound is, it is not too loud, but at night it comes at night and fly at lower like at low high, so the sounds it's make me nervous and I can't sleep. I can't make anything because it makes me like nervous. And some people, if we want to say in a funny way, it is our music in Gaza, and then it's our music because it's a part in our life.
So it's a drone, right? That's flying 24/7 over Gaza,
yeah,
right? And making
yeah.
this noise, basically detecting people, seeing where things are, and you know. So tell me one thing. What is the biggest challenge going through this genocide for you? Because I think it's very difficult. All of a sudden, like this, your life has changed, and now you're closer with your family, and now you have to be scared all the time. What is for you the biggest challenge, and for your family, for people in Gaza generally? What do you think?
The first, the biggest challenge that we have to save our lives. We have to be in a safe place. We just going from place to place just to be in a safe place. When they told us Rafah is the most safe place and Rafah is the safe area, so we say that we have to leave to Rafah to be in a safe place. But now Rafah also is threatened by ground invade. So now we are in dangerous. Rafah is not safe. Every day we have, every day we have, they kill people. Every day there's some homes destroyed, and every day we hear sounds of bombing. So Rafah is not a safe place. So now me and my family, we are looking for, or we're trying to travel to start our new life, to start a life in peace place, to start. To be honest, there is many reasons. One of these reasons, this time affected negatively on my mother's health. She has a disc in her back, and she before this time, but she get medical treatment and she get her health get better. But because of the hard life, because of the efforts that she's making. To making bread, to washing our clothes, all of these things we are making using ancient methods. So these things affected negatively on my mother's health, and now she is finding difficult to stand up or to walk. She's facing difficulties. So we wanted to travel to to help her to get a medical care and to help me and my little sister to start our new life.
So that's why you and your family want to evacuate to Egypt, right?
Yeah.
And do you want to stay in Egypt, or are you looking, do you have a destination?
So at this time, we just wanted to leave the world, just to save our souls. But we will still in Egypt when this things will end. Inshallah, we will return to Gaza because we love Gaza. So we will not leave Gaza and we will not return. No, we will return to Gaza and we will rebuild Gaza. But at the same time, we have to leave because there is no choice.
Wow. Do you feel like you are betraying Gaza by leaving?
No, because I know we believe me that there is no one in the whole world love their whole homelands like us. But when we say that we wanted to evacuate just because we forest, because there is no safe place.
Yes.
Now we are in Rafah and we are in Rafah, and if Rafah is still safe, we will stay in Rafah, but it is not safe. So just my parents, it choose.
Oh, we lost her. No, we lost her. Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, 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 you're back. Yeah. Go. Lama? Oh, I thought I had her back. So Lama, can you hear me? I don't want to edit this. I want this to be as organic as possible. So I'm just gonna say, guys, when you hear someone like speaking like this, you know, understanding that they're under siege and under a blockade and still saying that they have a good life and still appreciating life. I don't know. Tell me, anyone, can y'all do it? Because I don't know if I can, but maybe because we lived a different life and maybe it's different for us. And that's why we can't fully grasp it. But I find this amazing. She is literally fighting for herself and her family to evacuate because they say safety first. And 6 months, y'all, is a very long time living in these conditions. I hope we can have her back.
Yeah,
there you are. So there she is. So yes, so you want to evacuate with your family. You have a GoFundMe. The GoFundMe link will be in the description, guys. And if you want to help somebody out to evacuate, if you want to help somebody out, if you want to make your donation for this year, go to the show notes, click the GoFundMe. Read through it, and Lema, you see her here, she faced all my questions, and inshallah she will be back on this platform again. And she's a young lady who deserves to fulfill her dreams. Her family deserves a calm life. You know, this is very traumatic. 6 months is 6 months too much. It's too much. You know, you have a mother who needs medical treatment. You have a dad who has to protect his family as a man. That's how we know it in our culture. And it's very hard for him to do so when you don't know what's coming next. It could be any second. So yes, I understand safety comes first, and they will return to Gaza once everything is okay. And this is real love. So guys, definitely make sure to check out the GoFundMe. Tell me, Do you what is for you the when you think about your future, do you think, are you looking positive towards your future, or are you more negative? Like, do you think this ceasefire, all of this will help? Do you think this is going to stop soon, or do you think it's going to continue for a long time?
I'm a very positive person. So about my future, when I just feel depressed, I just looking for my video when I got my result at high school. It was the most happy day in my life. So I post this video on my Instagram account. So when I feel depressed, or when I'm thinking negatively, just I go to my page and watch this video. makes me happy and makes me just, I say to myself that I have to be strong and I have to have the hope to complete my dreams and to complete my future. No, I think that everything here will end. Soon or later, it will end. But to be honest, Gaza will, it needs time to rebuild Gaza, to rebuild.
Yeah.
It will take time to rebuild everything, to rebuild our university, to rebuild the mosque, to rebuild the schools. So it will take time, but we will rebuild it.
Absolutely. And let me ask you one last question before we end. One of the things that really, really, really impressed me is when people are undergoing a genocide, when there is war, when there is destruction, how do you guys, where do you guys find the strength to even fast in Ramadan?
Because we have, this is our faith, and we know that we are in the right place because Allah, this is from Allah. So we believe that Allah will help us and Allah with us. So when we face any problem or when we feel that, why all of these things happen to us? Just we have to say Alhamdulillah and thinking about, like, I'm in Rafah and the situation is hard in Rafah. But also I'm thinking about the people who still in the north, the people who still can't find the flour or the people who can't find food there. I know here it's bad and there it is worse, but I have to say Alhamdulillah because I find something to eat. So because this is our faith, so I have to say Alhamdulillah.
Amazing, amazing, absolutely amazing. All right, thank you so much for sitting here with me and having this conversation. Once again, guys, the GoFundMe is in the description in the show notes. Click the link, read through it, and help people out to get into safety and have a safe life, because this is a basic human right. We all shouldn't have to live in fear. We all shouldn't have to live in this very traumatic situation. And we all, every single one of us, deserves peace. All right, Lema, I'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for you. And really, I'm glad to know you and to talk with you. Really appreciate.
Thank you.
Nice.